tuning in time now for a monthly visit with Becky Coppin from Hamilton County RSVP as we talk about all the wonderful opportunities when it comes to volunteering. And Becky, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, good to talk with you this morning. Of course, I was away last week, so we had to move up our monthly visit to today on this, the third Monday in March. We got through St. Patrick's Day. Did you have a good day yesterday for St. Patrick's?
It was a good day.
Yes, it was. A little bit breezy.
Chilly and breezy, but good.
Absolutely. But anyway, we're here to talk about the month of March. And, of course, we have a lot of good things going on. Winter is just winding down. Officially ends tomorrow. Of course, I don't think we had much of a winter this year. We did back in January, but the last few weeks it's been kind of delightful but windy. But we have some great things going on, Becky, when it comes to volunteerism for our senior citizens. And you got some information to share with us this morning, don't you?
Yes, I do. I would like to just talk about RSVP in general, what it is, who we serve, and what we do. So my job is to connect people who are age 55 and over with great volunteer opportunities that just suit them perfectly. We have 25 different locations in Hamilton County where volunteers can serve. And in such a variety of activities and things that will use a person's skills and interests, and abilities. So if anyone is age 55 and over and is thinking, I would like something productive to do, some way to use my time where I'd be giving back to my community, some way I can use my skills now that I'm in retirement, and I encourage them to come and visit me. My office is in the Senior Center on 2nd Street in Webster City, just about a half a block east of the Hy-Vee store. Come in and see me at my office, and we'll just talk about what your interests are and what you would enjoy doing. You get to choose the amount of time you want to spend volunteering. Some people might just do an annual event. Other people do something that they would do on a monthly basis. Others more on a weekly basis, and that's wonderful. But I have a volunteer opportunity for just about any person who's interested in volunteering.
Anything under the sun, in other words.
Just about. Whatever your interest is, I think I can find something that will suit you and fit with your schedule as well.
What are some of the examples there, Becky, when it comes to senior volunteering? I think you just mentioned a few of them.
Well, we have opportunities to work with kids in the schools. We have reading partners, and I would like to see that grow because it's just so helpful to have kids reading with someone one-on-one. It really improves their reading skills. Also, we have the Pen Pal program where you write to a student once a month, and at the end of the school year, you get to meet that student. We also have opportunities to mentor students and to meet with them on a weekly basis. And, boy, it's just a wonderful thing for a student to have an older mentor to be able to talk with and learn from. So those are some opportunities that involve working with kids. We have lots of opportunities for people who enjoy working with older people. The nursing homes in the area all welcome volunteers to come in and do a range of activities. Like you can help with their bingo activities. You can help with their craft activities. You can read to the people in the nursing home. You can play cards with them if that's what you enjoy doing. Or just sit and visit. And they just love to have volunteers from the community come in and do that sort of thing. We also have opportunities at the hospital. We have greeters and guides that are at the front door to help people find their way through the hospital when they come in. And also another opportunity is being a bedside visitor. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, you just want to be there to encourage someone who finds himself in the hospital, and that's not always the easiest situation to be in. So you could be a real encouragement to people. We have some simple activities where you're just labeling things, labeling brochures, and that's something that can just be done from the comfort of your home. But we do that for Community and Family Resources, which that's an organization in Hamilton County that helps people with all kinds of addictions. So you're helping a very good cause in that. Let's see, what other... We have food pantries in town, and they can always use help when it comes time to do their food pantries. So there's other things as well that are not coming to my mind at
That's
the moment,
fine.
But we have a long list of things available.
Well, at least we gave kind of a list of what volunteer opportunities there are here in the the Webster City and Hamilton County, or if you're over age 55 and over, and find out more by stopping by the RSVP office of the Senior Building there just at the corner of Prospect and 2nd in downtown Webster City. And is there a phone number where people may reach you there, Becky, for all this?
Yes, sir. Of course, area code 515-832-2525. And that reaches me no matter where I am.
All right, call 832-2525. If you'd like to know more about the many volunteer opportunities available through RSVP, they have things going on in the schools, also at the senior centers, and at Vandy's Medical Center in Webster City, just to name a few. So just call 832-2525 and learn more about the opportunities for seniors age 55 and over for the RSVP program. Did we leave anything out there, Becky, this morning?
Well, probably, but...
Yeah,
I welcome
just
people
to make
come
sure.
in and learn more. Yep.
All right.
So I'd be delighted to visit with anybody who wants to volunteer.
Very good. And we'll talk to you again on the second Monday in April. That would be on
April
8th for our next visit with what's going on at RSVP. Becky, thanks for joining
us
and have yourself a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. You too.
You take care now. Thanks so much.
Bye.
You bet. Bye now. Becky Coppin from RSVP, my guest on the Community Corner Show here on FM 95.7 KQWC. The time now, it is 8:38. Temperature stands at 19 degrees here on Radio Hill.